The summit nations also mean to address the threat posed by the Islamic State group in Iraq and Syria. In a joint Times of London guest article today, President Obama and British Prime Minister David Cameron wrote, "If terrorists think we will weaken in the face of their threats, they could not be more wrong. Countries like Britain and America will not be cowed by barbaric killers." NATO Chief Rasmussen said the international community has an obligation to stop the militants from advancing. And he said allies would seriously consider an Iraqi request for help. He also warned time is running out for a deal keeping U.S. and other troops in Afghanistan past the end of the year.